Welcome to the Futile Podcast. We're going to start this thing up. We're going to do Knowing, the Nick Cage movie, directed by Alex Proyas, based on probably a rejected Twilight Zone script, and then probably a rejected Outer Limits script, and then probably a rejected Twilight Zone, the new batch script, and then probably a rejected new Outer Limits, like the ones that are on at 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday nights.
You don't like the new Outer Limits?
The new Outer Limits? I don't know. They're probably all right. I don't know. How many vitamins do you need there, dude?
Not all of them are vitamins.
Some of them are what? Antipsychotics? Drugs. Antidepressants? And
Histamines?
Antihistamines, probably. Is that what you sound the way you do, my friend? Are you allergic? Tell the internet your weaknesses.
Cancer.
Since you won't let me watch Brian Dennehy movie,
you won't let him inside.
Where he's the lead, he spearheads an elite team of suspended cops who are no doubt suspended for doing the things that no one else would do, doing the right decisions.
They probably raped a bunch of little kids.
No, that's how this movie ends.
That's how
Knowing ends. Okay. So let's not spoil Knowing for everyone, but we're going to spoil it anyway because fuck that.
Seriously.
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
Oh god. This movie is fucking awful. Don't even waste your time. It's not even so bad, it's good.
I enjoyed it.
Shit.
You're
it's
a liar.
Totally offensive.
No, I enjoyed it. Shut up.
It's totally offensive about
you
like
off.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't really offended.
You know what? If nothing else, I'm just offended by the fact
that... It's funny when he wrote 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11. Right? They just go to it, and then he's like, this many people died. It's like, okay, that's a real thing. It's pretty, like, prescient in people's minds still.
Too soon?
But that's the idea.
Yeah, it's too soon.
Too soon? When is it not too soon?
Of course.
That was 8 years ago.
Of course. But
when did Let die?
It wasn't not too soon when United 93 came out.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That made him look like heroes.
Of course. Whatever. The point is... That they basically talk about like these real things, and they just use it as fodder for a terrible, terrible movie that tries to it really ham-fistedly to deal with issues of like faith and belief and science and versus religion and all this stupid shit that's just.
I don't know if he was
there.
An atheist or not.
I like how at the end he changes his mind about being an atheist at the end because aliens.
What are you talking about? He wasn't an atheist.
He was a total atheist.
He
didn't believe in anything. He believed in randomness.
Yeah, shit happens. Remember, shit happens doesn't mean you're an atheist. It just means that you're
shit
a cynic.
Happens.
You know,
he's a realist.
His wife died, and he didn't feel anything. So now he drinks at night, and his precocious son, like
I hated that,
is just the one that has. He's the one that really has to take care of his dad.
I wanted him to hit his kid. I mean, he was drunk.
So
I don't see why he did.
Are you guys saying that you didn't like the movie?
It was fucking awful. It was atrocious.
I wanted Nicolas Cage to do something ridiculous.
He didn't? What about when he took the bat and then he's like, you want some of this? And
yeah,
he hit the tree?
It was few and far between.
To illustrate that
he didn't punch
it. I like when he was driving
out.
The truck holding his
That was good. And
remember
then
he got mad. I kind of giggled a little bit.
Well, he had a good line to Rose. What's her name?
Or his son. He said he was never going to let him die.
Yeah, I'm never going to let you die.
And he didn't.
That happen. No, he didn't.
But he did leave him.
Because
Kate's like the line from Team America. I promise I will never die.
In this movie, which takes itself incredibly seriously and is like, I mean, I don't know. Is this what you're talking about when you talk about the Shyamalan piece of crap, the Happening or whatever? Is it the same kind of thing?
The Happening wasn't as good as this, I don't think.
You mean as bad?
I enjoyed the Happening more.
No, the Happening was lame. This movie was pretty fun.
There was nothing fun about this
movie. It was fun.
I was just on the edge of my seat for all the wrong reasons.
I was tired of being there. The first half of the movie had so much padding in it in terms of editing and
speaking
stuff.
Speaking of padding,
there was so much extra crap.
Well,
we're not watching this. Remember?
I watch it. You sit there.
We're not watching this.
Oh, then he's banging her.
I'm just kidding.
Sick.
She's
kind
of hot too.
Take your medicine. I'm going to describe what happens in this movie.
Oh,
really,
it's so many cliches.
It doesn't
and they're
matter.
All
it doesn't
obvious
matter. All movies are cliches.
No,
every
no,
movie's been made before.
Yeah, but this one was the worst.
This one might have been the best.
It wasn't the worst.
Okay,
but, you know, it was the worst I've seen. In
oh my god!
So listen.
So I took a big dump after this movie, and I felt better. But
better.
I think I
felt better after
I
took a dump.
But I think
you didn't take a dump, you liar!
You
were waiting outside my door. Did you do it in the bushes?
I moved through quickly. Let me just say,
here's what happens in the movie. It begins with, how did it begin?
50s.
It starts 50 years ago.
Needless exposition. Creepy
girl hears voices
from the sun.
They get a thing where they're going to put a time capsule.
Around. Yeah. Each kid has to write what they think the future is going to be.
And she writes a bunch of numbers. It goes in the thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of the movie is this. 50 years later, they pull the thing up. The dad gets a piece of paper. The kid got out.
Then he does some science.
He does some science, and he figures out that these numbers all correspond to big happenings in the last 50 years.
Well, it's on a lark because he's drinking. Because his wife was killed, and that's the status that he's
in. He drinks a lot, too. He earned his treat every night. And before that, like...
Had he drank enough to be that drunk before when he finally starts doing that? It seemed like he'd had maybe two drinks, and then he had the big one, and then he sort of spilled it a little, and then he didn't drink that until he started doing all that stuff. So I didn't get the impression that it seemed realistic that he was super crazy drunk.
He was wobbling a little bit.
Yeah.
That might have just been Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it could have been. The internal balancing mechanisms in his wig might have been thrown off.
And you notice the great symbolism that when he puts the... when he puts the glass on the paper, it's a big circle, like the sun. You get it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love this movie now. I didn't get it. To go out.
What? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I thought I was going
insane. I thought I was about to have a fucking aneurysm
and
die.
That happens to me all the time.
Does that happen to that light all the time?
No. Just right now.
Because it's happened a few times here, and it
maybe those other times you were about to have an aneurysm.
Well, I'm glad it didn't.
It always happens to me at... This is not wood. Like, oh my god,
it's fake wood. Okay. So anyway, his kid hears voices now.
So they don't even. They kind of like vaguely just throw that in there, kind of too.
And
it's not established from the beginning.
Creepy child molester looking guys come and give him rocks,
mm-hmm.
and that's supposed to mean something.
And it doesn't.
There's a bunch of great lines. There's a bunch of Nicolas Cage. When it gets to the second half of the movie, he goes crazy and he runs around and looks all wild eyed the whole time, and that's. That's him at his best.
This movie, did this really cost a lot of money? Then they filled the streets with people?
I hope it cost $200 million.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You know, Avatar cost upwards of $300 million. How awesome is that?
The Cameron movie?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably just to develop the technology for the new cameras and all that shit, right?
So then he stops and realizes in a traffic jam that the numbers that he's not filling in on the paper are coordinates. Longitude, latitude.
And he happens to be right where he is.
Well, no,
right
because everything, you know, it's determinism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So anyway, a big old plane crash happened.
Remember that lesson?
Freeway. That was cool. You liked the plane crash, right? Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
It was funny because you just walked past that person.
I know. He goes, hey! He's like, ah! The hell with
that's
you.
What he did to the aliens, too. He's like, hey!
I mean, I'm sorry, that shit is just like, it's...
So then,
it's ridiculous.
Then he goes and talks to more people. No one believes him. And then there's another accident, another big happening that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying happening.
And the happening is that there's a big subway crash, which is awesome too.
Not really.
It was totally awesome.
Stupid.
It was really awesome. And
it's not awesome.
It was. It was very well. Those were great set pieces. If you put those.
There's no set there. That was all digital crap.
No, it wasn't. It was set. They were tearing up
sets. Most of it was digital.
A lot of it was digital, but it was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's more mumbo jumbo, and there's some apocalyptic stuff. And then it turns out that they're aliens, and
or angels.
People. Well, they're alien.
They've
angels.
They got wings.
And so he's like, you know what? I have my faith now because now I realize that all along that God and angels and stuff were aliens. So that's cool.
Yeah, we got the secular cop out for religion.
A little bit of secular cop out there.
Yeah.
And then
never explicitly states that he's an atheist though. He's just.
But he had said that he had no faith in anything before. And
he's an astrophysicist.
That was why his dad.
He's a scientist.
His dad didn't get along.
There should be a separate thing for scientists. They should just call them scientists.
No, scientists can be what they want to be.
I'm just kidding.
Like in Half Baked.
Yeah.
Like what?
In Half Baked, when the guy keeps calling him janitor, he goes, "What do you want, scientist?"
Yeah. Scientist.
And then at the end, the aliens take. Couple of little kids away and some bunnies, and then other little kids and bunnies from around the world, I assume.
Because you have to follow the white rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
That is terrible.
There's another one. Up the aliens' hole.
The aliens' rectum.
Yeah.
And then these big, massive ships that can only carry two people at a time go all the way to another planet, which, by the way, if you notice, every single thing that happens in the movie was foreshadowed by a line of dialogue in the first half an hour. Because he was talking about, Dad, do you think there's other life on other planets?
Of course.
And he's like, yeah, there's probably some aliens with an Eden-like world. And so at the end, the kids bubbles. Are wearing, like, white robes, and they're on this, like, creepy-looking, what-dreams-may-come-looking planet.
Yeah, it's
and, really fucking
and
creepy.
And as the movie ended, Blaine...
They couldn't. They couldn't have gotten real like grain.
Blaine's
or real.
It was alien grain. What do you think? It's what do you think? It's Earth. This isn't Stargate, my friend.
Okay, good point.
They didn't just take it. They just didn't take him to the Mojave
Stargate's
Desert to shoot like the alien planet.
This.
Stargate's really dumb compared to this movie.
Yes. This movie's got the science right. Right.
We were waiting after the credits, and I was like. I was messing around that Samuel Jackson's going to pop up like he does in the end of all
and
movies.
Then Blaine and I both figured.
But Blaine said it before you did, so I don't care what you said. You think.
Sorry.
Said
I'm sorry.
I'm
Blaine,
sorry because
Blaine
he was
said,
waiting.
Blaine said what they're going to show after the movie is the aliens banging the little kids. Because what they did was they basically picked up kids from all over the earth and took them
they
to
were
their
creepy
their
child
bus planet.
It was creepy as hell because like... It's like, you gotta take care of this little girl now. And I was like, I guess they're gonna fuck later.
Yeah,
to repopulate.
No, things are fine.
I need to talk to you before you go.
Because if you
like,
need
use
to tell
this
you,
condom?
I need to tell you some things before
if
you go.
If you drop a bunch of little kids off on a planet that happens to have
it's
amber
gonna be Lord
of green,
the Flies.
It'll be just fine. No, they got the Tree of Knowledge. Did you see that?
That was a big white tree full of, like, candy canes or something.
No, I think that was
it was a magical white tree of sugar.
I think that was the Tree of Knowledge, and the serpent was probably there.
Yeah,
you know, then you can catch that.
Hey, maybe
that was probably the extra ending.
Maybe.
And then they were gonna no shame, and then
they were wearing clothes already. They had shame.
Good point. They did.
Plus, they came from another world already.
And
they were already alive.
That. And they'd kind of they'd feel bad about
there was
that.
A lot of
they'd be pissed.
So there was a lot of religious symbolism, but it was retarded.
Oh, there was religious. Here's the thing. The thing they were leading toward was like. Was like, are they going to be gutsy enough to make this a religious thing at the end? And then they weren't. The cop out was, it's a dumb alien.
Well, I would have been pissed off if they did.
Well,
so.
But you'd be pissed
one
off either way.
Yeah,
pissed.
I know,
yeah.
I was.
It was all stupid.
The thing is, like, it's ballsy, especially in a secular market, to put some sort of like religious thing because people would be furious.
I'll go against that to a degree because what they did is what they always do is they take the. Cynical, bitter, dead wife, scientist that doesn't have faith anymore.
Yeah,
he learns faith.
It's just science.
But he learns faith again, and that's so
the
fucking...
The movie is science.
I mean, you can't say that like the movie industry isn't also copping to the religious people, because they totally
are trying to sell it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then at the end they're
finding
like,
faith.
We'll meet you halfway.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no God. There's aliens.
There's alien angels.
I'm more inclined to believe
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, but they're not going to come and... Here's the dumbest thing. So these aliens... This was it was kind of the coolest thing. The aliens, like, they come to Earth and they all look like Spike from Buffy.
They did look just like Spike from Buffy.
And they all act and stand like the Dark City aliens.
Yeah, they look like the strangers.
So you're immediately like, you know, these guys are aliens.
They're strangers with candy, with rocks in this case. Rock
with rocks.
Candy.
And they drive around in, like, Lincoln Continentals,
mm-hmm.
like 1987 Lincoln Continentals.
That just
and they steal
me
people's
of Men
cars.
In Black. Like, you know, the old stories about Men in Black, like aliens... Like, after you see an alien encounter, then
like
Men in Black
like
in.
On that X-Files with Jesse Jesse
like,
the Mind and Alex
they
Trebek.
They roll up in, like, old classic cars,
yeah.
and they're all, like,
They were black, like Lincolns, yeah.
I don't know.
That's what all the hitmen drive, too, right?
I just thought...
I think he just
I
likes
just thought they probably wouldn't need cars, because other times they showed up places, and they were just standing there, and they disappeared into the bushes. And he opened his mouth
and used the light.
Which is totally a biblical thing. There's some sort of biblical thing in there because something about angels opening their mouths. And
yeah, exactly. They kept they just like you said they did.
They did that a lot.
And then the Ezekiel.
Oh yeah, there's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read a review somewhere that was like it was one revelation verse away from being a like a Kirk Cameron movie or something like that. But. Yeah, anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh my God.
I don't believe you.
It was enjoyable on one level, which is that it was enjoyable. And it was enjoyable even more on another level, in that it was really awful, and it was enjoyably awful.
I couldn't find this one enjoyably
This is not
awful.
Roadhouse quality, and
not,
so
not
bad it's
to Roadhouse.
Good. This is not
Roadhouse
enjoyable
is not
at
so
all.
Bad it's good. Roadhouse is awesome.
That's true.
Roadhouse is awesome.
Is straight up, this isn't like Point Break so bad it's good. This
no,
is just
Point
shit.
Break is not even watchable.
Oh, yeah, right.
I would rather watch this movie.
I would rather watch
you
Point
kidding?
Break than this
Shut
movie.
Up.
Point Break is interminable for the first half.
It really
Lori
is.
Petty
dude, rolling around and whining on each other.
And Gary Busey drinking the Jack straight from the bottle.
Every once in a while, you hear some words of wisdom from Swayze, and then at the end, they jump out of a plane. Uh-huh. That's the stupidest
movie. War Child shows up.
It's dumb.
Everything.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's quick. This movie drags.
This movie, every 10 minutes, there's a cataclysmic event or some other craziness.
Oh, you mean in the second hour? After they've gotten through all
this, the first half's interesting bullshit. Because at that point it's like, I wonder if this is actually going to be good or not. Ooh, I wonder.
You realize it's not.
I mean, and then you're like, ooh, I wonder what they're going to do.
I wonder how bad this is going to be.
How long is this going to end?
No, the real problem, I guess, I had with it is I was just impatient for the first 45 minutes because it takes them that long to get to where you know from the trailer.
They
got to set it up. It's like, you know what? They didn't even need that stuff in the 50s, first off. They could have cut that all out because they said all that through quick dialogue scenes and reiterated it again later because they needed to pad it for some reason. They needed to make this 2 hours and 15 minutes. I don't know why. This movie could have been 88 minutes.
God. So are you guys saying you didn't like this movie?
It should have been 88 minutes. It should have had Al Pacino in it instead. And you could have been like, the world's going to end!
That's funny, yeah.
I think I'm just like...
That is funny.
Like, a couple explosions can't, like, save a movie for me.
Especially when they're in the context of, like, serious stuff that actually happens being used for the sake
when the subway thing came out and then they're all coming up with, like, you know, covered in ash and ash. I was like, oh, look, it's like 9/11.
Like, yeah, how awesome. And then the flag. Like, and then they had the fucking flag.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
That was sweet.
That is awful.
You didn't like that part?
No, that whole thing is just...
You like that part.
No, it's like offensive. It is offensive.
How is that offensive?
It's just because it's easy and because it's such a
It's not
offensive
movie.
In the fact that they're like, you know, disgracing the memories. It's offensive to the people watching the movie because they think that we're going to
emote because of that. That's
you're
what it really
like,
is.
Oh my God.
This is so
strong.
For real. You know, this is like the King's movie event that Seth made me watch.
I don't see how
it's just like the King's movie event.
Did you feel any emotion during the movie?
I thought it was funny. Here's what I'm getting. Like, yeah. You guys are describing
funny,
the same
just
movie
like the tire
I saw.
Iron stab.
You guys are describing the same movie I saw. And I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is really.
But that's because you've got that whole thing where, like, you're so disappointed with the world already that you've decided to just make everything that really does bother you and upset you about it.
I like the world.
You call it awesome.
I like the world.
And that's why you spoil things for yourself so you can
know
it's
good.
I'm
all
for
so bad it's good, but, like, I didn't think this fell under that category.
And if it did, it was made 5 years ago.
I felt like it wasn't quite bad enough to be so bad it's good.
Well, then why do you
like kidding me?
Because it was. It, like,
how can you not fault it for at least not
I can't fault it because I
terrible.
Think that it was
the first act
ambitious.
Was an hour long.
Yeah, I think it was
how
hugely ambitious.
It was not hugely ambitious.
It was totally ambitious.
It stuck
Alex
to one
Boyce
guy
thought
and
that
one
it was
going to
be this massive thing with all this apocalyptic stuff, and they sell it as a dumb PG-13
like saying,
little creep out movie.
That's like saying like Armageddon's ambitious just because like
and
there's a
ambitious.
Shitload of. But it's not...
Armageddon
was
more
ambitious
than this piece of shit.
It was definitely more ambitious than
this piece of shit.
Yeah,
just had one guy...
And Michael Bay is a vastly better director at this point than Alex Proyas is.
Well, for the kind of schlock that...
But,
this
but,
kind
but,
of
but
stuff
he makes
is.
It palatable, for the most part, you know?
I
like Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2. Or Point Break, as we've already talked about.
He didn't direct that.
No, he didn't.
But Day After Tomorrow was super ambitious.
Which one?
Day After Tomorrow.
Oh my God.
It was ambitious.
All
was just
this
preachy.
Is all the same shit. This
one
was
this
a little
one
bit preachy, too.
Creature.
I guess it
was
kind of... Well, it did do the thing where it's kind of like, they just leave the humans to die.
Yeah.
And that's sort of preachy.
I think the thing sense. That got me most is just, like, they made him such a, like, curmudgeon-y old, you know... He's like, I'm a scientist.
Then that was great, though. Like, all that the scientist talk.
It would have been great.
That was offensive, too.
They're walking in the hall in one part, and they're making, like, scientist jokes, but they always
like,
use the word scientist.
He's like, hey, blah, 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 I'd like to check out the isotopes on her. And he's like, bam!
No, we never got to see...
I like how he described his sister-in-law as PhD-double-Ds.
We never,
oh, that's what it was.
We never got to see PhD-double-Ds. I wanted to see PhD-double-Ds.
I totally wanted to see her, too.
They said, I mean, in a movie, you talk about things so you can see it.
That's
bullshit.
Why you're pissed.
I think you're right.
Really
I think
pissed.
I did like this movie, though.
You did, right?
Double D's.
Yeah.
I think that
yeah.
saved it.
This movie is really,
and
really entertaining.
Friend?
Really entertaining.
I fucking
I forgot
it's
the
not,
dialogue.
I'm sorry, but I'm all for the... I mean,
I think if there was more like scientist
it's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
And they winked at the
cut
camera
more
right,
shit out of the first
movie.
Hour... Then I would give it to you as being, okay, you know what, it's bullshit, it's got some funny crap, and some funny lines, but it's just interminable for that.
The mix of,
hour.
Like, horror movie and sci-fi movie imagery was really wrong.
Yeah,
it
was
really
blah.
Wrong. I thoroughly enjoyed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It was filled with a bunch of shit.
So are you guys, let me ask you something. Did you like this movie?
No, I didn't like it. I was offended by its stupidity, and I was bothered by its attempts at things, and I was...
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that one chick.
Its cliches and everything else.
She was fucking annoying.
Oh, the annoying chick, yeah.
She was...
What's her name?
Like, really, not even in a fun way. I was just like,
yeah, she was super annoying.
Yeah, she
like, when I saw her driving, and I was like, oh, she's gonna get hit. She's gonna get hit.
Yeah. But then they showed her open her eyes for a minute to see the rock, like, that would be...
Because that was the day before, still.
Yeah, but
she
didn't
die till midnight. The day
she died exactly. Yeah. At
if you get hit by a giant semi like that, you wouldn't survive.
She did
You'd
for
be
a second.
Dead.
She's yeah. like, how do you know?
Especially
are
like
you
an
a scientist.
How do you know? I am. And like an airplane crash, you wouldn't survive. Nobody would survive that long enough to run out of the airplane and.
I don't know.
By
I mean,
Nicholas
you know,
yeah, that airplane crash thing. The first thing I thought was like, why are there so many people running around?
That was retarded.
Well, I don't. If it had just taken off and it just did a voom, then
well,
it,
you know,
it
when
might
airplanes
not have had
when
a lot
airplanes
of
crashes and they blow up like
with
that,
all the fuel,
nobody survives.
Yeah, I don't know. It was.
They'd be incinerated. They wouldn't be like.
Well, they needed to show bodies running around so that it would make us think about 9/11, and then we would think about reality
right.
and real, actual tragedies happening. And it would tie this sort of strange.
What's wrong with
the
that?
World.
They're so strong.
It's fucking offensive and bullshit to put
in
something
offensive?
That terrible of a movie, and that hokey of a story, and that ridiculous of a plot.
I don't see why it's offensive, personally.
You know what? It's just crappy.
It's offensive to the audience's intellect.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of intellectual audience would go see a Nicolas Cage movie?
I'm just reviewing it as a movie. I'm sorry. I can only review it based on the way
it was way better than Bangkok Dangerous. It was way
I didn't
than,
see that.
It was way better than The Wicker Man. It's way better than
The Wicker Man actually looks great.
Than almost any. It was way better than Next. It was way better than almost any
all
recent Nicolas Cage movie.
Well, maybe,
it
I don't know.
Book of Ghost Rider.
Book of Secrets?
Book of Secrets is better, for sure.
Thank you.
I don't know, man. I just... Wow.
Harvey Poole, or something... What's his name?
I don't remember.
Harvey Dangerously?
Riley Poole.
Riley Poole,
that
guy's
the
so underwear
smart.
Model was a nerd.
He's so nerdy. Remember when he gets into the car and he's like...
I like how he says
there's
the word
no
treasure 50,000 times.
Treasure.
He's like...
Are
as
you
long
talking
as there's
about
treasure?
Oh my
treasure.
God, this movie was terrible. Don't see it. If you're listening, just trust me.
I recommend,
trust me. Do
I
not
recommend
trust
you see this movie.
Oh no.
It's not.
They're going to listen to him.
Don't go see a matinee. Pay full price.
Okay. So now that you've gotten that out of your system, you're going to have to sit down and actually write a review for the Times Standard on this.
How much you want to bet my review is going to be what I just said?
And
it's going to be
telling people to go see it?
Yes.
How much
you want to bet?
With the apologia that you're going to insert backhandedly about how, oh, it's so
I bet you, so you
awful that it's...
I was entertained. What do you want me to say? I have to be a little Roger Ebert on this one.
This one just is... I can
sit and stare at the wall and be entertained.
Yeah,
and
I know
you're entertained
can.
By this.
Yeah, if you smoke the right stuff.
No, he's always set this and stare at the wall.
Okay.
I left my house for like half
an hour once, and I came back, and he was in the same position staring at the wall.
I was just like...
Oh, my God. But, okay, dude, I think I'll give it to you. Fine. But you have to give me one later on, then.
Give you
and
one
not,
what?
Not me, if I just...
We
if I like some, if I like something that you don't like and don't... Tell me I'm a bad person or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say you're a bad person. I'm just going to say... I mean, didn't it offend you like as a Christian, though? The way they kind of ham-fistedly dealt with the religious crap?
I don't let movies offend me as a Christian, because if I did, then every single
offended
movie
by
would offend me.
But I mean...
Every single movie would offend
I'm
me.
I'm offended, like, just... in the way that... I'm offended as a scientist, and I'm offended, like,
not
as
a scientist.
Religious person, but as... You know, everything about the movie, they just... They did everything so...
I bet there is not a scientist who worked on or has ever seen or will ever see this movie.
I sure hope so. They didn't know about solar flares, though. They must have saw something on the History Channel about, like, ultra-mega disasters that could happen, possibly.
Yeah, right.
It's like, in between that volcano in Utah and solar flares that could kick out, and the obligatory changing of the poles that just happens at some point... Mm-hmm. There you go. Of course, we all know
it's a movie.
Shit happens, as Nick
but
Cage
but then you
says.
Insert aliens, and it's a great movie.
At the, you know, when
and the aliens,
super obvious,
except for the wings, looked pretty close to the Indiana Jones aliens.
They did. And you know what? That was lame that they were aliens.
Don't answer that.
It could have been something different or something cool.
Whoever the phone is. Keep talking, man.
And I don't even know.
Why did the aliens have to be like... crazy,
why
they seem like
they
sociopathic
to... yeah,
kind
why,
of thing,
because,
like with
because,
the girl like scratching and bleeding on the wall.
It makes them creepy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but why would you want them to be creepy?
Because it makes the audience more scared. And
like, oh shit!
Because
oh, wait, they're know friends. What they
are. Yeah, it gives it the whole.
But then when they,
it gives it the J horror spin with all.
Then
the
when
bullshit
they do
there.
The reveal, you're like, oh, they're nice, but why were they being so creepy before?
They're not so nice that they would take Nicolas Cage with them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're like, you can't come. We're gonna rape your child.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're gonna blend.
Your sperm is too old, sir.
They're gonna blend bunny rabbit and human DNA, and
they'd be able to jump.
You know, I bet if you tried hard enough, you could say this was a thing about communism. Because everyone's all worried about their cell phones and their technology and their capitalism. And then at the end, who starts over in this world are the impressionable young children wearing all the same uniform.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They get raised without a generation above them to teach them bad habits. That's the communist dream right there.
Apparently, I don't know anything
about
that.
That's the Karl Marx utopia.
But I just don't
you
think
don't
they,
know.
They don't have any infrastructure.
Yeah, but his
know.
Kid was like a
it's
asshole.
Not, it's not a happy ending. Yeah. And yeah, so, he didn't.
It was a super happy ending. Are you kidding? The kids are okay.
It wasn't. I mean, the ending.
He got to hug
it,
his family.
When the world blew up, it was like. It was like, oh, it's...
It burned up.
It's like,
yeah,
it makes you feel great about it, you know?
Yeah, I, what,
like
is, with,
way
what is with
up,
all the doom
like,
and gloom movies? You think... Don't they usually, when people are actually in a bad mood in the real world because the economy shit and everything else, isn't that when all the, like
no,
Paul Blart movies do well?
No, no, you want to see...
they do
You
want
to
well.
See the bad stuff to remind you that it could always
think,
be worse.
So you need both. You need Paul Blart to numb your brain, and then you need this.
You
to,
numb your brain first, then you watch this, and you're like, ah,
you're
at least that didn't happen.
I think when he went to his parents' house, his dad should have been like, see?
What did I tell you?
God.
You atheist bastard. And he's like, well, I saw him, Dad. It's not God. It's aliens.
I saw a movie.
And he's like, whatever.
I saw a movie on IFC years ago that was like a Canadian movie where I think the plot was... It had David Cronenberg in it. It was weird. I think the plot was something... It was the same gimmick about a solar flare or something because you could see in the sky it was all lit up, but it starts when everybody knows that the world is going to be like ending in like a day. And it's just sort of like... it follows this guy and a couple different people's different sort of like stories on that day. And that's more interesting than this by... a lot. This is just a big old pocket full of handful of shit. And I mean, like things like remember the guy at the gas station where he's like, you see a lady with a car and my son, and he's like, yeah, some creepy guys got in the car and drove off with the kids. And it's like, wait, you watched it? You were totally
get out of that thing. He's got to make
sure
nobody steals
the
Pepsi.
Totally aware of something like that happening, rather than
it's like, yeah, there was a rock on the telephone.
He described everything.
Oh my god.
I think the only reason the rocks were there is so they could raise up when the spaceships left.
Yeah, it was just to give a stupid visual for the trailer. It was just a Dragon Ball Z moment.
Oh,
and
this movie
they like,
a lot like Dragon Ball Z. Really so, do you guys not like this movie or just the ideas behind the movie?
No, I thought some of the ideas could have been, like I said, in another movie that I've seen that's been made about the solar flare end of the earth thing. I've seen this stuff played out more interestingly. Some of this stuff I've seen, it's been played out before. The idea that aliens will take the last few people when they know the earth is doomed. That's like an old
it's
story.
It's just all like really. It's just
and it just. Yeah,
it was cheesy kind of.
It was cheesy. It was stupid. It tried to be like you said. It tried to do the horror thing, which just felt really fake.
A lot of stuff just felt a lot like really wrong.
Like put a creepy girl in it at the beginning and have her bleeding and whatever.
I liked it,
and that makes it just.
I like the movie.
You've already said that. I'm not quite sure why.
I think if I wanted to watch a movie like this, I'd just watch Dark City, you know, because it's got like a lot of the same stuff,
and
you know,
Dark
with the creepy
City,
stuff.
Dark City, I really have a problem with because. Of
the director's cut,
the voiceover. I would like to watch
the voiceover's not in
the director's cut. Right.
I don't think I've seen one with voiceover. I've seen, but the one I've seen is only like 85 minutes.
Goes, yeah, that's the regular one. It's got the.
Oh, it starts. It says. Oh, but then
starts with
some people were taken from. Yeah. Okay.
Like
so
I'm
does it start with Keith? Is it Kiefer Sutherland?
No.
It
starts with him waking up. I think.
But but the voiceover is it William Hurt or Sutherland?
I don't remember.
It's one of those two.
So long.
Anyway, and then what really kills it for me every time is the fact that Kiefer Sutherland talks.
I love
like
Kiefer Sutherland. No matter what,
the whole movie.
No what.
Are
just
you kidding me? Just an actor
it
voice?
No, it's not the actor voice. It's the thing. Remember the black kid in the wheelchair and Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah,
he talks like that.
Amazing.
It kills me.
It
makes
kills
me feel
me
like
too,
I'm
but like I got used to it, and I love Kiefer Sutherland.
Like
voice,
it's just it gives you some kind of
like his voice.
Gives you some kind of complex.
He's got a soothing voice. Holy crap!
I wish.
my alarm would just be Kiefer Sutherland's voice. He's like,
being Jack Bauer.
Time to get up, otherwise I'll deal with you.
It's like, Chloe!
Chloe?
Patch me into the,
to the IFC. Anywho, so yeah, the knowing is, gonna get a big, old, heavy water D2O for me. That's right, I'm gonna give this thing a D.
What about a number, 1-5?
I would give it, point... No, I can't. I shouldn't use that.
That'd
yet.
Be an F.
Anything under a...
I'll give it a 1.
Well, a D is an F technically, too.
I'll give it a
2.5. Not if it's not your major.
That's true. I found
it out.
2.5. You're going to give it a 2.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd give this thing a 1 out of 5.
I'd give it a 3. A 3.
I give it a 1. It's terrible.
The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Okay, really quickly. This will be on tape. This is fine.
Caleb's
the
safe.
Scene from Troll 2.
Oh, no.
They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
Dude, I'm telling you, that must be made by the same guy that made Ghoulies 2. Look up Ghoulies 2 and look up like High Five and Ninja Stars.
Yeah.